Welcome to the Creative Mind Smart Money Podcast, where we turn financial confusion into creative confidence. I'm Samantha Eck, bookkeeper and fractional CFO for creative entrepreneurs. Each week, I'm sharing my financial expertise and actionable strategies to help you build a thriving creative business. Plus, you'll hear from industry experts who bring fresh perspectives on growing your business beyond the numbers. Because building a successful creative business starts with strong financial foundations. Your next chapter starts now. Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of Creative Minds Smart Money. And today we're going to talk about our reinvestments. Every profitable business hits this decision monthly, quarterly, or annually. Profit lands, and now what? Do you take it home as owner's pay? Do you put it back into the business to fund growth? Do you build a reserve to potentially keep your business safe from any sort of downfalls? Do you pay down some debt and hopefully clear that up so that you can, you know, have a little bit more cash next time? Or do you fund your next hire? Most creative business owners make this call based on a gut feeling, which usually means that the profit gets absorbed into the next month's operating expenses without ever being deliberately allocated. And profit that doesn't have a job assigned to it just disappears. The reinvestment question is one of the most consequential ongoing decisions a business owner makes, and it deserves a proper framework. Now, when we think about reinvestment, we think about our business, we have places that profit can actually go. Profit has four possible destinations, four places that it can go, but we can allocate it. And those four possible destinations are owner's pay, business reserves. Business reserves are generally like savings, things that we're saving up for. Business reinvestment and debt pay down. And most creatives default to only one of those. And usually it's owner's pay, or they absorb the profit into next month's expenses without actually noticing or taking a look. The problem that we have in business is we have an absorption problem. And that problem is that money that doesn't have a specific job assigned to it gets used up in ways nobody can trace after the fact. And that's what I'm talking about. Like when we look at our business and we see what we have a profit, we actually assign all of our money. We know exactly where it's going. We know exactly what's going on. And we can actually build our business based off of that. Now, how can you tell what's deliberate allocation versus absorption? Now, deliberate allocation is obviously going to compound over years of your business. It's going to help you design a business that is going to help you have an effect over years. Absorption is just going to disappear instantly. The compounding math is what builds real business durability. So small, consistent splits create real reserves and real growth capacity over 3 to 5 years. Because if we're looking at our profitability and we're saying, okay, I want to put 25% to each of these buckets, you know, that small, consistent split is going to have a real impact in 3 to 5 years when you're consistently being able to pay down tax debt, you're consistently being able to have reserves to be able to pay for things that you want to pay for, whatever that number is. And of course, the businesses that build lasting strength are the ones treating every profit dollar as a decision, not a leftover. I know that sounds really stereotypical, and I know a lot of people are like, oh, I don't have to account for every dollar. I don't need to think of every dollar. But when we give every dollar a job and a purpose, this is where it stops becoming just absorption, and we start to really intentionally allocate our money and know what's going on with it, and being able to grow a successful business because we know what's going on with it. Now, there's obviously, again, a stage-based reinvestment framework. We know that we have stages in our business. We know that there's different things that are going on. So with all those different stages, we have a reinvestment framework. As an early stage business, if you're someone who's in the very early stages of your business, the most important thing is obviously building a reserve first. Building a reserve so that you can be able to afford, you know, 2 to 3 months of expenses. If something were to happen, you can absorb that into your business and there's nothing that's going to happen. That's what your reserve is there for. You want to build that before you fund for growth. You want to make sure that you have that backup and you're building for growth. There's nothing that's really going to be super crazy that you really need to be accounting for. Then when we're at the growth stage, we need to weigh reinvestment heavier. We have to fund the capacity, we have to fund the tools, and we need to make sure we have the visibility that will get us to the next level. So we really need to be looking at the whole picture. Finally, when we're at the mature stage, the business can support hires, owners, take. The rebuild work is done. You know, we have systems at hold. We have profit that can start funding our life more heavily. Everything is there for what we need to be there so we can actually, you know, take more of that for owner's pay instead of just absorbing it into our business. Now, you might be like, okay, Samantha, so what's a good starting point allocation to work from? So what we want to look at, and it's just, this is different for every business. That's why I'm not going to give you exact percentages, is a specific percentage split across tax reserve, emergency fund, opportunity fund, owner's pay, and reinvestment. The exact percentages are, again, are a conversation. They're not a one-size-fits-all formula. And I want to say that again. A lot of people do some sort of profit-first system. They do some sort of system. And they follow exactly what the numbers or percentages are in those systems. They follow, you know, 1% here, 18% here. Your business is not a cookie cutter business. And if it is, then we're probably not having the right conversation. But your business is not a cookie cutter business. Each business is individual. Each business has a different shape. It has a different size. It has different problems and issues. So when we think of a percentage of what we want to split across the tax reserve, the emergency fund, opportunity fund, owner's pay, reinvestment, whatever it is, it's going to be a different percentage for you versus someone else. It's a conversation that needs to be had and just not something that we can assume. The right split shifts with different revenue levels. And I want to make that clear. The different revenue levels that we have are going to create a different split. So for example, a $200,000 business is going to allocate your profit very differently from a $2 million business. And that doesn't always, that's not a bad thing. That's just a different stage of business, a different kind of business that we have going on. Okay. Now, again, reinvestment breaks into specific categories that are worth naming. So if we're going to reinvest in our business, we have four specific categories that we want to be looking at and referencing. The first one is capacity. So new hires, contractors, delivery capability. This is a type of reinvestment. So if we're looking at our business and we're saying, okay, you know, I want to allocate my profit towards potentially having a new hire come on, potentially having a new contractor or being able to deliver more. So I need to be looking at that. That's your capacity. The second category is tools, things like software, equipment, and systems. You know, I'm growing. I need to change my software. So I need to have, that's what I need to reinvestment is more software. I need to have better equipment. I need to have better systems. Those are your tools. We have skills, things like courses, coaching, professional development. That's what reinvestment is for. So maybe you have to learn a different skill. Maybe you need to refresh your skills for taxes or something like that. Whatever it is, that's reinvestment in skills is courses, coaching, and professional development. You also have reinvestment in visibility. Maybe you have marketing that made a measurable return. That's a reinvestment category that we want to be looking at. Obviously, when we have reinvestment and we look at making reinvestment, we need to evaluate if it's worth it before we actually make the reinvestment. So every reinvestment should pass what we call a test. What specific business outcome does this produce? On what timeline? And how will you measure whether it worked? So when we look at reinvestment, again, we want to ask ourselves, what specific business outcome will this reinvestment produce? On what timeline, and how will we measure whether it worked? Because we need to have a 60 to 90 day follow-up that turns each reinvestment into learning instead of just spending. Because when we look at that and we in 60 to 90 days and we say, did this have the outcome that I predicted? Did it meet the timeline that I had? And what is the measure of success? Was it successful? That's what we really want to look at. And the mistake that most creatives make is treating the business needs it as a real analysis, and it isn't, of course. So if your business needs it, that's just not good enough, right? We need to actually be looking at it. So a good example of this is if we pick visibility, right? And we pick marketing and we're saying, okay, we're going to do marketing. What specific outcome does marketing produce or advertising produce? The specific outcome that advertising is going to produce for you is obviously that you're going to be able to reach more customers. You're going to hopefully have more people. Now, what timeline do you want that marketing to reach those said results? What timeline do you want to be able to see them on? And that timeline, you could say maybe you want to have that over a month. Maybe you want to see how this is going to impact over a month. Is it going to be better after a month of work? And the way we measure that is by looking at the success. How many leads do we get? You know, how many clicks on our website do we get? How many things do we get here, there? Whatever it is, that's how we measure our success, okay? Now, when do you need to stop reinvesting in your business and start looking at where your profit can go? When your capacity is enough, your reserves are enough, and your momentum is enough, sometimes the right answer is to take that profit home instead of reinvesting it back into your business. Reinvestment isn't some sort of virtue in your business. It's a decision. It's a decision that you make as a business owner. It's a decision that you make with your finance team. It's a decision you make. So the decision to stop and take that money for yourself is just as valid as it is to reinvest, okay? Now, if you are looking at your business and you're not sure if you need to reinvest, here's signs that your strategy needs a little bit of work and some signs that we need to maybe potentially have a conversation. If you can't name where last quarter's profit went, we definitely need to be talking about what your reinvestment strategy is or what your profit strategy is and how that looks. If you have profitable months with no reserves, maybe you have no opportunity fund, maybe you have no tax reserve, you don't have anything going on there. Again, a conversation that needs to be had. If every dollar profit gets immediately absorbed into operating spend without a deliberate allocation, again, that's where we need to kind of have a conversation to see if our strategy needs a little bit of work. The reinvestment framework is sized for a business stage and updated monthly against your real results. It's the kind of ongoing conversation that your CFO / bookkeeper is going to build into your business rhythm. And it's what turns profitable months into a stronger business instead of just a bigger operation with more expenses. So it's definitely something that's very important. And it's a conversation that needs to be had. That's something that we talk about in Wildfire, and it's something that I'm more than happy to talk about with you guys. Profit is the raw material of everything you build from here. What you do with it is what determines whether the business gets stronger over time or just busier. Deliberate allocation is obviously going to compound, and absorption is just going to disappear. Businesses that build real durability are the ones that treat every profit dollar as a decision worth making on purpose. As always, you guys, if you liked this episode, please like it, share it, subscribe, share it with your friends so we can continue to make content like this and I can keep bringing these important topics to you. As always, I wish you guys the best week ever. We'll see you next time. Farewell, my fellow travelers.